All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as the warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. If you can just tell them, please, to decrease their voice. Because record, maybe outside. Because, you know, because the recorder, you know, it's very sensitive. It is a problem, you know. Right. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will read for you until, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, until Balqis comes. Let us read.
What surah?
Surah Abasa. The next, you know, we are going one by one. 18, surah number 8. Okay, I will read it inshallah until Balqis comes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today inshallah we will have Surah Abasa. We will recite the surah first, and then inshallah we will learn its meaning, and we will recite it together, and we will have the homework from the words of the surah, the meaning of the words of the surah. So inshallah I will recite it first, and try to recite it with me, but inside yourself inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قطرة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة صدق الله العظيم. We will know the meaning of Surah Ta'ab in English.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent and the most merciful, the Prophet ﷺ frowned and turned away, because there came to him the blind man, who came to the Prophet while he was preaching to one and some of the Quraysh. But what could tell you that perchance he might become pure from sins? Oh, that he might receive adumination, and that adumination might profit him. As for him who thinks himself self-sufficient, to him you attend. What does it mean to you if he will not become pure from disbelief? You are only a messenger. Your duty is to convey the message of Allah. But as to him who comes to you running, and he is afraid of Allah and his punishment, of him you are neglectful and divert your attention to another. Its night he covers with darkness. Its forenoon he brings out with light. And after that he...
Begin from A number. Okay, go ahead.
But as to him who comes running to you and is afraid of Allah and his punishment, of him you are neglectful and divert your attention to another. Nay, do not do like this. Indeed, this Quran is an abomination. So whomever will, let him pay attention to it. It is in the record held greatly in honor, excelled in dignity, purified in the hands of scripts, honorable and obedient. Be cursed, the disbelieving man, how ungrateful he is. From what thing did he create him? From nufa, male and female semen drops. He created him, and then he set in due proportion. Then he makes the path easy for him. Then he caused him to die and put him in his grave. Then when is it his will? He will resurrect him again. Nay, but man has not done what he commanded him. Then let man look at his food. We pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in cliff, and we cause therein the grain to grow, and the grapes and the cover plants, and olives and date palms, and the garden dense with many trees, from fruits and herbage, to be proficient and benefit for him, for you and your camel. Then when there comes the second blowing of the trumpet on the day of resurrection, that day shall a man flee from his brother and from his mother and his father, and from his wife and his children. Every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others. Some faces that day will be bright, true believers of Islam, Islamic monotheism, laughing, rejoicing at good news of paradise, and other faces that day will be dust stained. Darkness will cover them. Such will be the Kafiruns, disbelievers in Allah, in oneness, and in His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Fajaha, the wicked evildoers.
Okay, thank you very much. Actually, just to summarize for you, you know, the message from Surah Abasa, okay? Because in Surah Abasa, okay, there is Subhanallah, an instruction, special instruction to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is also an instruction to everyone, okay, who is calling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is reminding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that not to turn away, okay, from that blind man who came to ask you for the knowledge and to learn from you. Because of those Quraysh chiefs whom they don't like to sit with the poor Muslims. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that for those whom you are thinking that they can get the benefit, the Quraysh chiefs, okay, you are giving all the attention. Okay? But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whom he will get the benefit of the knowledge. Okay? So, if the blind man, you can read this. If the blind man is the one who is interested, so give the attention to the one who is interested, in spite of the fact he is the poor or he is the rich. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, you know, is clarifying, okay, that the belief is not up to, you know, the wealth or up to the position. Okay, and the belief, you know, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts of the people. So no one knows who is the true believer, who is the one who is sincere. So we have to respect and we have to help those whom they are interested in learning the knowledge, okay, in spite of the fact whom they are. Okay, and it is known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Abasa, okay, is sending this message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clarify that in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just a prophet. He is a human being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, teach him and give him instructions to say, you know, in Islam we can evaluate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom every one of us love more than ourselves, more than a human being and a messenger, okay? And we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is a human being, okay? And this was the first message, okay? That, okay, people are equal, okay, regarding the belief. Okay, the sincere one is the one to whom we have to give the attention. Okay, and in Islam we are not supposed to evaluate the people according to their wealth or prestige. Okay, it is up to the faith and up to the belief. This is the value of the human being in Islam. Okay, and Allah said in another surah that the best of you are those whom they are the true believers. Okay, whom they try to become close to Allah, whom they are the most sincere. Okay, these are the best of you. Okay, and because of this, after this instruction to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is up to the one who is interested, you give the attention. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, he is clarifying that, you know, this is a reminder. Okay, and you have, every one of us has to pay attention to this reminder. Okay, and we have always to remember that fact which is related to the bride. You know, this in Abasa wa Tawalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the second message in Surah Abasa, is that Allah is saying, be cursed the man who is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is the message for, you know, those whom they have the bride. If anyone is having any bride in his heart, Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he will never enter the paradise. Okay, the one who is having a very small amount, you know, unweighted amount of bride, they will never enter the paradise. Okay, because the bride is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the proof why the bride is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in ayah number 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, you know, how the human being is totally dependent on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has a will, no one has a power, no one is doing anything for himself. So why you are having this bride in your heart? Okay, if you know the real truth, that number one, okay, Allah created you from the nutfa. Actually, the nutfa is the male and the female semen drops, okay, and then Allah will make you a human being, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is all Allah, okay, it is not you or me or the power or anyone, okay, so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the path easy for you, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause every one of us to die. Okay, so it is the trip from the creation until the death, it is all up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you don't have a will to control your life, how come you can be a person whom you have pride in your heart? Okay, you can have a bride when you have a power and a will, and you can control even your own life. So if we are creature that we cannot have a control even on our own life, not on the life of the others, today when I tell you, inshallah, sister, that I will be home at 2 o'clock, okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His will say, no, Mona, you will not be at home at 2 o'clock, okay, it will be a lot of thunderstorm, and maybe you will be home tomorrow, okay? So even to have a will for my own issues, I don't have a will. I cannot control anything, okay? And actually, I am discussing this with you because this was the class of last week. I am discussing the bride now in the other Islamic classes, which it is recorded in the internet about the bride and the envy, okay? So regarding the bride, you know, everyone has to believe that you don't have any power in this life at all, on any issue. You don't have any power regarding yourself or the others. And actually, I clarified, you know, the example that suppose now I am giving you the class, then suddenly I tell you, sister, please put the light on. So you tell me, sister Mona, the light is on. I tell you, no, no, the light is off. You tell me, no, it is on. I tell you, oh, sister, subhanallah, I become blind in 1 second. Okay, subhanallah. Yes, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is to know, you know, what is your value and what is Allah's value. This is to be sure that you are zero and Allah is everything. So I tell you, sister, so this means that suddenly I become blind. You tell me, sister Mona, let us run to the best hospital, you know, eye hospital in Houston. I will run to the best hospital, this eye hospital in Houston, and I will get the best ophthalmologist in the world, and I will tell him, please return for me the light in my eyes. I can see half an hour ago, now I cannot see, it is just an acute problem. Quickly, quickly, give me my vision. He will tell me, the only one who give you the vision when he creates you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one whom he took it off now. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it on again. And it was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that up to 12:03, Mona will be off. And it is not off the vision. I will be off of everything. If I can't see, I can give classes, I can drive, I can cook, I can do anything. You see how my life can change in 1 second. You see how we are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very weak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have any control of anything. You know, sister, this is very basic reality which everyone has to be aware of as early as possible. So that I live my life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly. Okay, I know that I am nothing, He is everything. I need to obey His commands. I need to be very thankful to Him that He guides me to come to the masjid while everyone is in the mall today because of the sale. He guides me to love to read the Quran, yes, okay? And He guides me to feel happiness inside my heart while I am here in the masjid reciting His book, okay? Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in 1 second, I can lose all this, you know, alhamdulillah, blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you try to tell this to the sisters, try to use your lifetime correctly as early as possible. No one knows the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone will be under the impression that inshallah after the age of 50, 55, I will be very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who tell you that you will have vision and you can listen and you can move and you can come to the masjid and you have health and you are alive until the age of 50 and 51? Inshallah, inshallah, Allah, He will tell you Allah is the most merciful. Salamu alaykum. Okay? Allah knows that maybe next day she will not be alive at all. Not only to lose the vision, okay? Just to lose the life. Ya Allah, out. To tell you the truth, this kind of people, they have to revive their relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah mentioned in the Quran that whatever disaster you have is because of your deeds. Okay, whatever disaster. So before asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, why I have a lot of disasters in my life? Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why I am not happy in my life? Okay, revise your deeds, revise your beliefs, revise your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Check yourself. Do you have bride in yourself? When you see someone whom she is a little bit A little bit lower than you. Her car is not your model. Her house, she doesn't have a house. She's living in apartment. Okay, you are a doctor and she's cleaning the hospital. Okay, and she tell you, assalamu alaikum or good morning. No, no, I will not answer this kind of people. Okay, I will just answer the head of the hospital. I will be after the head and the big people. And the big people. Okay, so, you know, this is what we have to learn. Okay, now when I want to drink, okay, one drop of water, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will close my esophagus. Khalas, finished, okay? Everyone is drinking. What is the problem with me? The problem with you is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, when we recognize the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is always too late. You see, this is the issue. It will be either, you know, a big accident, or either severe illness, or loss of the wealth, or loss of the kids, or loss of whatever. And then, oh Allah, now I realize it is up to you. Oh, very good. Very good. Prophet, yes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you know, try to become close, to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are living in the ease, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be close to you in the difficult times. Okay, but the problem of the human being is that so long as they are living the ease, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings are for granted. Okay, but in a second, when they start losing the blessings, immediately, when I lost the vision, what I say, oh Allah, now, oh Allah, why Allah was not in the schedule, okay, 2 hours ago? Why Allah was not in the schedule last week? Okay, why we are not learning the knowledge, why we are not practicing Islam, why we don't have good relation together, why we are pride, why we are arrogant, why we have envy, why and why? Just when the disaster will happen, oh Allah, I will recite the Quran, I will give charity, I will never have pride, I will have clean heart. Because astaghfirullah al-azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a child you are playing with him. Telling him, yes, oh Allah, okay, forgive me now and I promise I will be a good person. In the next minute, when she will be a good person, okay, she will return to do the same issues again. Exactly. Okay, so let every one of us ask herself, okay, it is the just of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the knowledge and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are always living in disaster. This is better for us. Otherwise, if we live in ease, we will be pride and we will have envy and we will not be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So disasters make us more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only way. If we are true believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our life full of ease and full of happiness. Okay, but whenever we are living good life, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we become bright. And we have envy. Okay, and we are not good human beings. We are not good believers. Okay, so this is the second message. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prove what I am telling to you now, Allah is saying, nay, but man has not done what he commanded him. None. Most of the people, they didn't do the rule in this life. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To practice the Islam. True believers. Good manners. Okay, good manners. Believer in the day of judgment. One day I will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will ask me, Mona, why you were having this bride inside your heart? Why? On what basis? Are you a true believer that you don't have any will and or any power and I am the one controlling everything? And I mentioned that whoever is having any amount, very minor, of pride in their heart, they will never enter paradise. Now, you prevent yourself through your pride in your heart from entering the paradise. You are the one. You see? So, this is the reality of the Quran and this is the message of the Quran. Everyone has to be aware of this. Okay? You are created by Allah and you will live through the will of Allah. Then I will die up to the time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for me. Then I will be resurrected to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be my judge. So, if alhamdulillah I have a mind, okay, I will just live my life obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guided me to the truth. This is the truth. The truth is that it is up to Allah. If you obey his commands, okay, you will be close to him. And when you do the supplication, he will accept your supplication. You will live a righteous life. Inshallah, you will be in the paradise. This is the truth. You want to follow the truth? Follow the truth. Okay, still in Islam you have freedom. You don't like to follow the truth, don't follow the truth, but just blame yourself. Don't blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, why I am living in disasters? You are living in disaster because this is what you deserve, because of your deeds. And this is clear in the Quran. Where is Allah in the schedule? I was just giving this class actually. Where is Allah in our schedule in the summer? Okay, in the summer, because we have a lot of time, free time, and the day is long, you know, this is the summer, Allah is completely out of the schedule. Okay, we want to go for vacation, we want to go to seaside, we want to enjoy the time, we want to be happy, we want to relax. Okay, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the summer? The summer is the time where I can have more free time, I can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can recite more Quran, I can learn more about, you know, how to practice my religion. It is not only to recite Quran or, you know, to learn Arabic. No, practice the religion. Someone needs help, I will help. They need someone to come to clean the masjid, I will come to clean the masjid. You know, I will do good deeds. But where are we during the summer? When you ask everyone during the summer, I am very bored. Why? Because we went to the mall and it is not enjoying. And we open the television and it is not enjoying. And most of our friends, they went for vacation. They are there back country enjoying their time. And we are here not enjoying our time. Because Allah gives to every one of us, a paper to live 5,000 years. Okay, so I want to enjoy my time. What time? This is the test. I am very sorry, my sisters. We are living a test. Okay, and in the test, don't spoil your time. Every minute you will be accountable for. If Allah give you some free time in the test and some ease, okay, this is a signal. Okay, that use your time. Use your time. Maybe there is no more time. So run to use the time. Okay, but we evaluate everything opposite because we don't know the truth or we don't like to know the truth. So when I have free time, I am very bored. Why you are bored? Okay, come close to Allah, run to Allah, pray nawafil, okay, more, okay, make a class together, together, and read the Quran, recite the Quran, whatever, there are many ways, you know, get your kids to play together, okay, but keep Allah in the schedule. We cannot live without Him. Okay, this is the issue. And in the summer, try to pray the prayer, okay, the real prayer, the true prayers. Okay, take time. Okay, when you have free time, okay, tell to yourself, now I have free time. When I will pray, I will take my time. I will have peace inside my spirit during the prayer. Instead of finishing the prayer in 2 minutes, I will pray in 10 minutes. Okay, I will do sujood, long sujood. When I recite the Quran, I will recite a big surah of the Quran in my prayer. I want to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so you know, sister, this is what Allah is clarifying, you know, that He is the one, okay, controlling everything in our life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of His blessings from ayah number 24. So He is commanding us or He is instructing us. Then let man look at his food. Okay, now he will start to clarify to us in detail the blessings. Okay, we pour forth water in abundance. Without the rain water, how we will have food? Number one, He is reminding us so that our hearts will be alive. Okay? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not pour the water, there will be no rain. We will have food, we will not have food. Then we split the earth in clefts. If Allah will not help us to split the earth, we cannot have food. Okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, then we cause the grain to grow. Who can make the grain to grow? We can put the grain in the earth and the rain will come and the water is there. No growth. No growth. There is no one can make the growth except the Creator. You see how we are in great need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second. Then we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister. How we can forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, and to tell you the truth, this is the problem of the Muslims. You know, it is not the problem that you recite Quran or you read Arabic or you come to the masjid. The problem is where Allah in our heart. Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be in our hearts all the time. When I am about to drive my car, I say, oh Allah, you are the one who will help me to reach the place. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. When I come to the masjid, oh Allah, make the time good for me because, and help me to say the good words and give them the good knowledge because I cannot say or make anything. When I come back to the car, oh Allah, again. When I reach my house, oh Allah, oh Allah. Oh, when I come to sleep, oh Allah, maybe this is the last night for me. Oh Allah, I just want more time. You know, subhanAllah, whenever I am in the aeroplane, up, I always say, oh Allah, give me more time. Let me reach my destination, yes, because you know, when the aeroplane will start to move up and down in the turbulence, you know, I start to feel that maybe this is my last trip. I will die, okay? So I always say to Allah, oh Allah, give me more time and I will be, inshallah, more better. Just let me reach my destination. Subhanallah. Yes, you know, Balqis, we have to live. This is the reality. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that I will not reach my destination, okay, what will happen for me? If I reach my destination, then when I start to come out of my seat in the aeroplane, I can't move my legs. I am paralyzed. What can I do? You see, everyone has to think it like this. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I will do while I am in the aeroplane, everyone is running, okay? And I put my hands and I feel that I cannot move. You see, what situation the human being will have at that point? Immediately I will say, oh Allah. Now, oh Allah. Now, oh Allah. Okay, so Allah again is reminding us, you know, that He is the one who caused the grain to grow and to give us different kinds of olives and date palms and gardens and trees and fruits, okay, to be a provision and a benefit for you and your cattle. Then, when, you know, the day of resurrection will come, you see. Okay, on that day, okay, everyone will escape from his brothers and his mother, and his father, and his wife, and his children. You see, this is very difficult, you know, reality, which everyone has to be sure. When you ask, you know, sometimes the mothers, okay, did you pray your prayer? No, no, Sister Mona, because I was feeding my baby for 2 hours. What is the importance? Feed your baby for 1 hour, then pray, then feed your baby again, okay? Why you can, okay, neglect the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the prayer? I can postpone the prayer to feed my baby. But on the day of judgment, your baby will escape from you. And when you will tell, oh Allah, I was not praying my prayer in the best shape and at time because I was feeding my baby, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, did you read the Quran once in your life? When I clarify it to you that your baby will escape from you. Why you didn't take care of yourself? You see? And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, you know, sisters, you have to remember this reality. Don't tell to yourself, I will postpone Aisha prayer because I want to have nice time, you know, with the family, with my husband, with this and that. Never. Okay, whatever is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to be the top priority for your own sake. Because on the day of judgment, okay, you will be standing, looking around, telling to your husband, can you give me one good deed? Okay, he will be far away. He ran already. He's far away. Okay, you will try to catch your daughter. My daughter, I was with you for 4 years, taking care of you. I never sleep at night because you were having some problems. Just one deed. I will be moving from the hellfire to paradise of one deed. Can you give it to me? She will tell you, I'm very sorry. I am very sorry. You see, sisters, you know, who can tolerate this situation on the day of judgment? Why we don't try to reflect, you know, sisters, on just these few verses? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again clarifying, every man that day will have enough to make him careless of the others. Everyone is worried. You are counting your deeds. Now I want to have one more. I don't have. I am. You see, so everyone is having his own problem. They are not running because they don't like you, but they are running because everyone wants to take care of himself. Okay? then, okay, there are the people whom they have their faith is, okay, that day that there will be bright, the true believers, you see, again and again and again. Try to live your life for one goal. I want to be a true believer. This is my goal. When someone will ask you, what do you want from this life? You want a car or a mansion or to have a tour all over the world or whatever, tell her, no, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night to make me a true believer. Okay, because the true believer, they will live this life, inshallah, in the best shape because they know the truth. They are guided. They are following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very simply. It is part of their nature. Okay, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and because they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they always recite the Quran. The Quran is giving them the proof of the future. Okay, when alhamdulillah you are trying to be a true believer, then you read these verses, you tell, oh Allah, laughing, okay, enjoying, okay, yes, having their faces full of light, okay, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am sure what I will have, alhamdulillah, eternal, okay, in the paradise, inshallah, there is no worshipping, there is no sleeping, just enjoying. Okay, so worship Allah here. What is the problem? What is the problem to have a plan? I am here for a very short time, and inshallah there it is eternal. Here I am, inshallah, true believer, because this will adjust my life in the best shape. When you are a true believer, you will not backbite the people. You will not have envy in your heart. You will not have pride in your heart. You will not follow the shaitan. You will be content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will love for yourself what you love for the others. You will be a clean-hearted human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very close to you. What is better than this in this life? You don't have fear. Those they don't have fear and they are not upset. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their hearts full of trust that you are on the right path and the paradise is very close. As soon as you, the angel of death will come, you will be in the grave and your grave is the part of the paradise. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to live this life. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, this is the message of Surah Abasa. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is reminding us about the others whom they don't, you know, believe or they don't practice Islam, okay, that they will have darkness which will cover them, okay, because they are the evil doers, okay. And the evil now, after I give, alhamdulillah, around 14 classes about the evil, okay, يعني, may Allah forgive me and you and all the Muslims, 90% of our life is, we are following the evil commands. Okay, this is what, inshallah, when we will have a class to summarize the classes of the last 3 months, it is about the evil, you know, how evil is controlling our life, you will notice, you know, because, you know, sisters, again and again and again, you know, if you want to be a true believer, you have to have a plan for your life. You need to live Islam as a way of life. I cannot be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day, and then the other day I am far away. I cannot be not sure of my belief, not sure of the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the Muslims are not following the right path? Because they are not so sure that they will have very big reward. If you are sure that you will have eternal and imaginary reward, you will not follow the commands, you will follow it. And this is because of the weak belief inside the spirits. If the belief is clear, okay, and all the world is moving to the wrong direction, you will move alone to the right direction. Because the belief is true inside yourself. I am sure that this is the right path because I am a true believer in the Quran. Inshallah, we will work in this. But alhamdulillah, now we finish the meaning of Surah Abasa and we'll start reciting Surah Abasa. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A'udha shaitan ar-Rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
عبس
عبس
و تولى
تولى
I want you to notice the alif and the madda. Okay, so I didn't say tawalli, I say tawalla, because the ya is an alif. When the ya is having this alif, did you notice this?
Rahman al-Rahim. Again.
Abasa.
Abasa.
Wa.
Wa.
Tawalla.
Tawalla.
I want you also to notice the shadda above the lam, as if there is no lam. So I said, tawalla.
Tawalla.
An. Ja'ahu.
Ja'ahu.
Al-a'ma.
Al-a'ma.
An. Again, we will read it twice. An.
An.
Ja'ahu.
Ja'ahu.
Al-a'ma.
Al-a'ma.
Wa ma.
Wa ma.
Yudrika, we will divide it. Yud, because Rika. When you have the sukun above the dal, this means that you will stop and divide. Okay? So it will be Wama,
Wama,
Yud,
Yud,
Rika,
Rika,
Wama, Yudrika,
Wama, Yudrika,
La'allahu.
La'allahu.
Yazakka.
Yazakka.
أو
أو
يذكر
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 فتن there is a سكون above the نون سكون above the نون فتنفعه
فتنفعه
الذكرى
الذكرى
again the same آية أو
أو
يذكر
يذكر
فتن
فتن
فعه
فعه
الذكرى
الذكرى.
Actually, I just want to clarify to you that here عبس وتولى عبس the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم frowned and turned away. Okay? And جاءه الأعمى when the blind man came to him. Okay, so just to know, you know, why we are reading. Okay, but maybe, you know, I will give you the words at the end. Let us recite. Okay. Amma.
Amma.
Mani.
Mani.
Istaghna.
Istaghna.
I want you to pronounce the ghin as, you know, istaghna.
Istaghna.
Amma. Again.
Amma.
Mani.
Money
is taghna
is taghna
fa anta
fa anta
lahu
lahu
tasadda
tasadda
fa anta
fa anta
lahu
lahu
tasadda
tasadda
wa ma
wa ma
alayka
alayka
alla يزكى
يزكى
وأما
وأما
من
من
جاءك
جاءك
يسعى
يسعى
وهو
وهو
يخشى
يخشى
فأنت
فأنت
عنه
عنه
تلهى
تلهى
عبس
عبس
وتولى
وتولى
أن جاءه
جاءه
الأعمى
الأعمى
وما
وما
يدريك
يدريك
لعله
لعله
يزكى
يزكى
أو
أو
يذكر
يذكر
فتنفعه
فتنفعه
الذكرى
الذكرى
أما
أما
من
من
استغنى
استغنى
فأنت
فأنت
له
له
تصدى
تصدى
وما
وما
عليك
عليك
ألا
ألا
يذكى وأما
من
جاءك
يسعى وهو يخشى
فأنت
عنه
تلهى
كلا
إنها
تذكرة
أجل كلا
إنها
تذكرة
فمن
شاء
ذكره
في
صحف
مكرمة أجل
في
صحف
مكرمة
مرفوعة
مطهرة
بأيدي
سفرة
كرام
بررة
Okay, we will read again from 10 to 16. I will start from Kalla. Did you notice where we stopped? 10? Okay, 10, sorry. فأنت. Here, فأنت عنه تله. And the last line, the third line, the last word of the third line. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأنت
عنه
تلهى
كلا
إنها
تذكرة
فمن
شاء
ذكره
في
صحف
مكرمة
مرفوعة
مطهرة
بأيدي. Do you know how to read the word بأيدي? First you say ب then أيدي. Okay, بأيدي سفرة.
B-I-D Safara
Kiramin Barara Okay, صدق الله العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
عبس
وتولى
أن
جاءه
الأعمى
يدريك
لعله يذكى
أو
يذكر
فتنفعه
الذكرى
أما
استغنى
فأنت
له
تصدى
وما
عليك
ألا
يذكى
وأما
من جاءك
يسعى
وهو
يخشى
فأنت
عنه
تلهى
كلا إنها تذكرة
تذكرة
فمن
فمن
شاء
شاء
ذكره
ذكره
في
في
صحف
صحف
مكرمة
مكرمة
مرفوعة
مرفوعة
مطهرة
مطهرة
بأيدي
بأيدي
سفرة
سفرة
كرام
كرام
بررة
بررة صدق أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أي الرحمن الرحيم عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكر أما مني استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاء يسرى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تراها كلا إنها تذكرة فمن يشاء ذكر في صحف مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله جزاكم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قتل
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 الإنسان
الإنسان
ما
ما
أكفر
أكفر
أجين قتل
قتل
الإنسان
الإنسان
ما
ما أكفر
من
من
أي
أي
شيء
شيء
خلقه
خلقه
من
من
نطفة
نطفة
خلقه
خلقه
فقدره
فقدره
أجيب من
من
نطفة
نطفة
خلقه
خلقه
فقدره
فقدره
ثم
ثم
السبيل
السبيل
يسره
يسره
أجل ثم
ثم
السبيل
السبيل
يسره
يسره
ثم
ثم
أماته
أماته
فأقبره
فأقبره
أجل
ثم
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 أماته
أماته
فأقبره
فأقبره
ثم
ثم
إذا
إذا
شاء
شاء
أنشره
أنشره
كلا
كلا
لما
لما
يقضي
يقضي
ما
ما
أجين كلا
كلا
لما
لما
يقضي
يقضي
ما
ما
أمره
أمره
فل
فل
ين
ي
repeat.
Zuri.
Again. Fal.
Fal.
Yan.
Yan.
Zuri.
Zuri.
Al insanu.
Al insanu.
Fal.
Fal.
Yan zuri.
Yan zuri.
Al insanu.
Al insanu.
Ila.
Ila.
Ta'amihi.
Ta'amihi.
Inna.
Inna.
Sababna.
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 Al-ma'a.
Al-ma'a.
Sabba.
Sabba.
Sadaqallah. Qutila al-lafiz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qutila.
Qutila.
Al-insanu.
Al-insanu.
Ma.
Ma.
Akfara.
Akfara.
Min.
Min.
شيءٍ
شيءٍ
خلقه
خلقه
من
من
نطفة
نطفة
خلقه
خلقه
فقدره
فقدره
ثم
ثم
السبيل
السبيل
يسره
يسره
ثم
ثم
أماته
أماته
فأقبره
فأقبره
ثم
ثم
إذا
إذا
شاء
شاء
أنشره
أنشره
كلا
كلا
لما
لما
يقضي
يقضي
ما
ما
أمره
أمره
فل
فل
ين
ين
زوري
زوري
فل
فل
ين
ين
زوري
زوري
فل ين زوري
فل ين زوري
الإنسان
الإنسان
إلى
إلى
طعامه
طعامه
إن
إن
صببنا
صببنا
الماء
الماء
صب
صب
ثم
ثم
صدق الله العظيم. We plan to stop in Jabal Sabah.
I have a question.
Sorry, Anna. Yes, let us repeat the other ayah again because I say Inna and it is Anna. We will repeat the last one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abasa wa tawalla anja'ahu al-a'ma wa ma yudrika la'allahu yazakka aw yazakkaru fatanfa'ahu الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة. Let us slow a little bit so that it is not very quick for you. فمن you can read with me but slowly, okay? فمن شاء we will read together but slowly, okay? So that you will not move quickly so that you feel the letter. فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفر من
صفات خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقضي ما أمره فلينظري again I will repeat فلينظري فلينظري الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا الله العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
عبس
عبس
وتولى
وتولى
أن جاءه
جاءه
الأعمى
الأعمى
وما
يدريك
يدريك
لعله
يذكى
أو
يذكر
فتنفعه
الذكرى
أما
من استغنى
فأنت
له
تصدى
وما
عليك
ألا
يذكى
وأما
من
جاءك
يسعى وهو
يخشى
فأنت
عنه
تلهى
كلا
إنها
تذكرة
فمن
شاء
ذكره
في
صحف
مكرمة
مرفوعة
مطهرة
بأيدي
سفرة
كرام
بررة
قتل
الإنسان
ما
أكفر
من
أي
شيء
خلقه
من
نطفة
خلقه
فقدره
ثم
السبيل
يسره
ثم
أماته
فأقبره
ثم
إذا
شاء
أنشره
كلا
لما
يقضي
ما
أمره
فلينظري
الإنسان
إلى
طعامه
أنا
صببنا
الماء
صبا
The homework is to write from 1 to 25 3 times, inshallah. Okay?